Shalom, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי
Hello, we are reading in the writings of Rabash, volume 2, page 722, article, What is Preparation for the Slichot? You can find the study material on Svivat HaMan Yerevut. You can send questions live through the sites. Anyone asking a question in the study hall should stand up, hold the microphone close to his mouth, and speak loudly and clearly. What is preparation for the Slichot? It's in the writings of Rabash, volume 2, page 722. It is known that for anything we want, we must prepare the means to obtain it. Accordingly, what must one prepare in order to receive slichot, forgiveness? In corporeality, we see that one does not say to another, sorry, unless he has done something that harmed the other person in terms of money, honor, or bodily harm by causing him some injury. In that case, it can be said that one should ask for the other's forgiveness, to forgive the wrong that he has done to him. There are two things to discern here. One, if he did not do anything to him, but he is asking him for forgiveness, the other person will look at him as though he is insane. If we saw someone walking on the street, saying to everyone, sorry, sorry, we would certainly think that he is mad. Forgiveness pertains only to some felony. Two. If a person causes a great loss to another person and apologizes as though he did something small, he will certainly not receive what he has asked for, since he has done a great offense, but he apologizes as though he did something small. It is inconceivable that he will forgive him. Rather, one measures the severity of the damage that he has done to his friend, and to that extent chooses the means that will make his friend forgive him. We see in corporeal conducts how people behave concerning forgiveness among people, and from the conduct between man and man, we should apply the same order between man and God. That is, when one comes to ask the Creator for forgiveness, to forgive his sins, the two above discernments apply as well. One, that you do not apologize for anything, but only for hurting another. Or you will be perceived as insane, or that you are mocking the other by asking his forgiveness. Two, the request for forgiveness should match the measure of harm to the other. Therefore, when one comes to ask the Creator to forgive his sin against him, that he blemished his honor, one must think about his sin against the Creator. This is so because if a person does not feel any sin yet asks for forgiveness, it is as though he is joking. He is yelling and crying and asking the Creator's forgiveness when he does not feel he has damaged the King's glory whatsoever. The reason why a person does not feel his sins is, as our sages said, if a person commits a transgression and repeats, it becomes to him as permitted. This is the reason why a person does not feel his sins when he comes to ask the Creator for forgiveness. It follows, according to the second discernment, meaning discerning the measure of the sin, that first one must acknowledge the measure of the flaw he has flawed in the glory of the King. Otherwise, you cannot speak of forgiveness. Thus, one should try as much as possible to be able to ask that he will forgive his sins according to his sins, meaning that they will be of equal weight. Our sages also said that to the wicked, the sins seem like a hair's breadth, and to the righteous, they seem like a high mountain. The question is, what does this seem mean? That is, they said, seems to them. But what is the truth? The thing is that when one does not notice before whom he sins and does not feel the importance and greatness of the Creator, he is faithless. At that time, when he begins to think, but I am a Jew as well, and since now is the month of Elul, and it is customary in Israel throughout the generations that since it is the month of mercy, and anyone who is regarded as Israel knows that now is the time to ask the Creator for forgiveness for the sins of the house of Israel, also we blow the shofar, the festive horn, so man's heart will begin to contemplate repentance for sins. At that time, one believes that he too must have sinned and must ask the Creator for forgiveness. However, what is the measure of the flaw that he has blemished in the King? A person cannot feel this feeling. Rather, to the extent of one's faith in the greatness of the Creator, he can assume the measure of the flaw that he has caused by his sins. Therefore, all those who come to ask for forgiveness without any preparation as to what they are forgiven for are as one who is asking forgiveness of someone, although he did terrible things to him, which require true remorse for his actions. Yet, he is asking forgiveness as though he did something insignificant. Naturally, the request for forgiveness is also without real value, as it should be for a real sin. It follows that before one comes to ask for forgiveness, he must first reflect on the core of the sin. Afterward, he can consider the sins that were caused by the core of the sin. One should know that the core of the sin with which one blemished and from which all the sins extend is not trying, is that one is not trying to have permanent faith. If he has partial faith, he settles for it. It is as it is written in the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, that if he had permanent faith, that faith would not let him sin. That is, he asks forgiveness from the Creator since he sees that the real reason for all the sins is that he lacks permanent faith. Therefore, he asks the Creator to give him that strength, meaning to have the ability to always have faith steadfast in his heart. Naturally, he will not come and commit sins and blemish the glory of the Creator, because he has no feeling of the greatness of the Creator, and because he does not know how to appreciate the glory of heaven and how not to harm it. Therefore, he asks forgiveness from the Creator to help him and give him the strength to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven above reason, meaning to have the power to overcome and strengthen in faith in the Creator, and to know how to behave between man and God with some reverence. This means that when one reflects, he will see that he needs only one thing: to reflect on the difference between Jew and Gentile, for which we bless each day. Blessed are you, O Lord, for not making me a Gentile. But one does not pay much attention to what he says, for not making me a Gentile. That is, he does not consider himself in what way he is Israel and not a Gentile. We must know that the main distinction is in the faith. Israel believes in the Creator, and the Gentile has no faith in the Creator. Once he knows that difference, he must check his measure of faith in the Creator, meaning, as it is written in the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, how much he is willing to make concessions for his faith in the Creator. Then he will be able to see the truth, meaning, if he is willing to do things only for the sake of the Creator and not for his own sake. Or is he willing to work for the Creator only to a small extent, meaning that, God forbid, he should not blemish self-love, or else he will not be able to do anything? It therefore follows that then is the time when he can see the truth, his true measure of faith in the Creator. From this he can see that all the sins stem only from this reason. By receiving preparation and qualification when he comes to ask the Creator to forgive his sins, he can assume the true measure of the flaw. meaning in what way he has blemished the glory of the king, and he will know what to ask of the Creator, meaning what sins he has sinned and which he must correct so as not to sin again. Now we can understand what is written in the portion Nitzavim. This commandment, which I command you today, is not beyond you, nor is it far. It is not in heaven and not beyond the sea, for the matter is very near to you, in your mouth and in your heart, to do it. The words for this commandment, to which commandment is he referring? We should also understand the meaning of it is not beyond you. The thing is that the core of the mitzvah, the commandment, is the mitzvah of faith, meaning to believe in the Creator. Afterwards, we can keep his mitzvot, commandments, plural of mitzvah. All the slanderers and all the obstructions come to the mitzvah of faith. The body begins to ask many questions, both questions that the body itself is asking and questions about faith that the body hears other people. They come to a person when he wants to ask to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven, as an ox to the burden and as a donkey to the load, meaning everything above reason. Suddenly, the body becomes smart and begins to investigate and ask, who and what? Under no circumstances does it let us take upon ourselves the mitzvah of faith. The body's questions are so strong that one cannot answer its questions. Then a person becomes bewildered and does not have the strength to overcome its just arguments according to the reason by which it is asking. The body's questions are as a true wonder. The writing tells us about this. For this commandment, meaning the commandment of faith, is not beyond you. That is, you do not need to answer the body's questions, which it asks within reason, since the mitzvah of faith is built specifically above the intellect. That is, the external mind, which was given to man, cannot attain it. This is why you do not need to answer its bewildering questions. Instead, one must believe that all the questions that the body asks do not come in order for you to answer them. It is to the contrary. These questions come to a person so as to give him a place to believe above reason. Otherwise, if the body understood with its intellect that a person wants to work for the Creator, it would be within reason. This would be called knowing and not believing. For precisely where one's mind does not grasp, there, if he does something, it is purely on the basis of faith. It therefore follows that one does not need to be very talented in order to be able to answer the body's questions, since all the answers are above reason, called faith. This is regarded as it is not in heaven and not beyond the sea, requiring great tactics. Rather, it is utterly simple, and it is called, it is in your mouth and in your heart to do it. Meaning, if there is only a desire in the heart, then we can overcome. But the matter of above reason requires clarification, since there are many discernments to make there. Bala Sulam said that above reason means that one should depict for oneself how he would keep Torah and mitzvot, commandments, if his reason determined that it is worthwhile to engage in Torah and mitzvot. That is, if he felt the taste that is in each and every mitzvah. One must believe that as there are corporeal measures, such as pleasures of eating, drinking, and respect, where each thing tastes differently, we must also believe that there is a special taste in each mitzvah. Accordingly, if he tasted the change of flavors during his engagement in Torah and mitzvot, what excitement and vitality he would feel during his work. Reason would compel him to create for himself an image in the work that is suitable for a servant of the Creator. He would look at all the things that want to disrupt him from his work as inconsequential, unworthy of his attention. According to the above-mentioned depiction, which he depicts to himself within reason, he would make the same depiction above reason. That is, although he does not feel that there will be something that reason supports, he still works precisely as if he has strong reason and feeling. When he does this, it is regarded as working above reason. However, as long as he feels that if he had reason, he would be serving the Creator more willingly and more consistently, then he is still working within reason, since there is still a difference between reason and above reason. Precisely when it makes no difference to him, it is regarded as above reason.
Shelot.
Questions?
Yen.
Yes.
Boker tov, boker tov, chavarim.
Good morning, friends. He writes in the first line, it is known that for everything we want, we have to prepare the means. And then when he speaks of between man and man, he writes, but a person measures the measure of offense he caused to his friend, to that extent he performs the means. What are these means?
מה שיש לו בינו לחברו, what there is between him and his friend that he wants to shift above reason.
Evanti. Toda.
I understand. Thank you.
No, Shlomo.
Shlomo, go ahead.
Good morning. The whole matter of within reason, above reason, everything a person does is still about reaching this feeling within reason, meaning here too, at the end of the article, he writes that that difference will disappear between above reason and within reason.
Yes.
So you still need to come to the fact that what we do, even if it's above all the unpleasant feelings, you do it so that you will have a discernment within reason.
Yes.
So what then is above reason?
Try doing that and see the difference.
It can't
be explained.
You can't explain what is above reason?
No. Nope. Only from your effort, your personal effort.
Rav, legabei slicha. Of concerning forgiveness, why is asking forgiveness from the Creator is only because he did not have faith in the Creator?
If he has how to answer with faith, then he doesn't need forgiveness. Then he's trying, he's improving.
Another question. It is written, with the mitzvah, commandment of faith, here all the slanderers come and all the obstructions, and the body begins to ask many questions, whether the body itself asks or what the body hears, questions about faith from other people. Are these two different kinds of work with the slandering?
No, ultimately a person is impressed by both this and that.
So the work is the same. What should he come to?
To accept it above reason.
Accept that he is now hearing slander about faith?
Whatever he hears.
And to become stronger in faith?
Yes.
And how does he become stronger in faith?
When he accepts it above reason and does everything to be above that.
So it should be like a habit.
No. Habit can't happen here. It requires work each time.
I mean, a habit where each time I discover lack of faith, I have to aspire to yearn for faith in a different way each time, of course.
I don't know about another way, but each time to yearn anew.
Okay, we'll think about it. Thank you.
Good
morning, Rob. I wanted to ask you about forgiveness. It is written in the article that we shouldn't say sorry just for nothing. But what we understand is that when something bad happens between two people, then we ask for each other's forgiveness. But with the example here, I don't feel so bad that something bad happened that I should ask for forgiveness from another.
This is a sign that you need to be more sensitive. More sensitive. How do you take the friend into account and how the friend takes you into account in your view? And then you'll see there's what to add here. What kind of correction needs to be added? That's it. We'll talk about it more. Okay, yeah.
What is the role of the ten in this in the depiction of within reason? How I would feel within reason?
The role of the ten in this depiction of within reason? How I would feel within reason?
The role of the ten is that if I do not include the ten in my effort, then I don't finish the work. I don't have a template where I can feel where I am, how I should receive what the Creator is sending me. Question, what am I searching to receive from the ten that will be considered within reason so I understand how I'm supposed to work within reason?
You have to try to receive, to accept every ten as your own. For now, there's no specific ten in front of you. It's all your will to receive. And you, in that, in it, you wish to understand where you are towards them.
So I should check with what I enjoy in the ten?
That too. These are already personal questions.
Another question on the same topic. He writes here that if it's to the same extent, then we can say that it's above reason. But if there is a gap, it's regarded as within reason. So what if there's a desire that the way I work will seem more, or that I will do more, because right now it feels like the way I'm working is kind of minor.
So that's what you have. Keep going, see how it grows.
Should I work on making it bigger?
Yes. Who was there, yeah?
Rabash writes in the article about honor or respect. Is there a difference between awe and fear of the Creator or fear of heaven?
The fear of honor is with regards to the honor of a person, the self dignity or honor of the person, and the honor of the friend or the honor of the Creator or that of the Torah. There are many discernments here.
Again.
Yes.
From Mach 4, they're asking, what does it mean to keep or observe a mitzvah, a commandment?
It means to carry out the command that the Creator wants us, that we'll behave or think or feel, right, to do some action that He wants us to do in order to get closer to Him through equivalence of form.
What does it mean to keep Torah and mitzvot?
It means that I man, am willing to get closer to all of the world according to what one understands from the Torah.
What is the sin and what is the sin between us in the ten?
The sin is that a person feels himself, he's in and of himself, he doesn't understand it, he just doesn't want to understand it, but rather what he feels that belongs to him and he's good, and then it's good. And what touches him and feels not good, then he moves away from it as much as possible. And that's basically the natural response of the person towards any force that influences him.
From Belarus, what does it mean to forgive each other and not just in words?
To forgive each other and not just in words is that we need to see all the friends as messengers of the Creator from above, that each of them wants to tell me something by which I can get better. then in such a way we can very quickly move forward towards the connection between us and with the Creator.
What efforts should I do in the relationship so that the friend will forgive me for the harm that was done?
We certainly cause harm to each other. No one does harm to himself, let's say. Rather, each one is doing harm to others.
From Mac 4, what is the difference between partial faith and complete faith?
Partial faith is in some specific, well-defined conditions, and complete faith is that in all my kli, I already feel, according to how the Creator clothed in it, that I want to carry out adhesion with the Creator to the fullest.
From Latin 13, how can we succeed in negotiating with the body in order to rise above reason?
We have to try to be in contact with the friends. So that the gaps between us will show us what we need to do in order to connect with them in a single heart.
To continue the scrutiny on the sins, from Women Hebrew 3, they're asking, do we have to know exactly what sins we committed?
Yes and no, meaning it doesn't matter to me exactly what the sin is, but how do I correct it? That's what I'm asking about.
From Women PT 6, should the 10 discuss together how each one can get better, can become better, and how will it not be insulting or offensive criticism?
Yes.
As
much as possible. Each and everyone, we can also talk about all of us together. We'll talk about this today.
That's it for now.
Good.
Okay. Yeah.
כמובן שאני מעיד על עצמי, אבל נראה לי ש...
Of course, it must be only me, but each one walks on the path and discerns what he discerns. It seems to me like there's a huge outcry here that we have to make. Do you believe that everything is from the Creator, and what are you willing to do in return for this faith? Meaning to relinquish my will to receive in return for recognizing that there is a Creator, and I'm willing to work for him. Because I feel like it's not sinking into me and I have to cry out about it and scrutinize it. This is what I think.
I still don't understand.
And the statement that Ramash is asking us to understand here is, am I crowning, what turns me from a Gentile to a Jew? Am I crowning the king over me? Meaning I'm willing to relinquish working for me and work for the sake of others to place the needs of the 10 over mine. This is the scrutiny I have to make. If I do this, it's called faith. If not, I'm wrong.
Correct.
And I jumped because I feel complacent. It's as if I'm ignoring it.
We're certainly moving that way if we don't pay attention to that.
Okay, just wanted to say it out loud.
All right.
Yes.
Rav, he says here that the main, that the sin is mainly that a person is not trying to have permanent faith.
Right.
And if he has partial faith, he settles for it. So what are we not doing enough to have permanent faith? Are we not working enough with the 10? What are we not doing enough?
We're not demanding. Faith needs to be demanded. The Creator will shine on us, and by that light that reforms, we will receive the power of faith.
But to demand, I have to say, I did the maximum, now give it to me. But what can a person demand if he didn't...
Yeah, he has to ask with everyone by all kinds of actions. And through this collaboration, reach a state where he forces the Creator to shine on us with the power of faith. And then they transcend the will to receive to some extent. This means they've received the light of Binah. And that is now what gives them freedom from the will to receive. To that extent, they can then connect between them and keep going in mutual actions.
So it's something we have to renew all the time, this permanent faith. Meaning to constantly demand more connection between us. There's nothing else to demand.
Yes.
So what is the asking for forgiveness for? For not asking enough?
Yes, the forgiveness is for not caring, not asking, not working between us to achieve that, to make the preparation, to build the right place for it. Yeah, that's how it is.
And this is the introspection we have to make?
Yes, of course. That I always need to be in the request for faith. That only by the power of faith I can be above my ego.
It sometimes feels like if I cling to faith and to the Zanos besides him, it's like I'm avoiding responsibility, and because there are things I have to tend to, and I'm saying, no, there's Zanos besides him, I don't want to criticize it, and then things might fall apart and I'm not taking care of them.
That could be, but on the condition that you don't feel yourself responsible to pass that on to the group. Pass it on to the group. That's what you have to do. You're asking to be given from above some force of repentance. Let's say force of faith, and that this force is what you have to pass on to the 10, and ultimately to the whole world, but at least to the 10 for now. Otherwise, really, if not the 10, then what are you asking for? For yourself, that's a bigger ego than before.
Again.
Okay. Yeah.
When we work on the connection, we begin to feel the greatness of the Creator within reason.
Again.
Yes.
How do we raise it above reason if we feel the greatness of the Creator within reason?
When you want to raise the greatness of the Creator in all the incidents you're going through, whatever it is, above everything.
What is the act that...
The action is that you always want to adhere to Him. To get strength from that. And pass on that strength to the whole 10.
It's clear when we are in a ascendant field, the greatness of the Creator. But at that moment, I have to work on all the moments of descent and separation to look back. Rav, no, you don't need to go in detail them. You simply need to work in such a way that everything you receive from the connection, you raise it to the Creator. You want to be included in it, incorporated in it. Yes.
He says the main sin is not to have faith in the greatness of the Creator, in faith above reason.
But this is the main sin?
He says this is the main sin.
Yeah, the sin is primarily not believing, not having faith.
And this, I understand, is about sins between man and the place.
Yes.
So I wanted to understand, what are sins between man and his friend, where he says that sometimes the greatness of the friends needs to be within reason. So it's not seeing the friends as great within reason is my sin?
Yes, of course. You don't see them as great.
Can you say this is the main sin between man and his friend?
Yes.
Dudi.
What does it mean to pass the force to the ten?
To awaken them. Awaken them. Very simple.
Awaken them how?
By having the possibility now to cause correction for each other and all of us together to rise to the level of faith. Mutual bestowal.
I ask for strength from the Creator to pass on to the Ten. That's what I ask for?
Yes. Okay, basically we are we went through the article. What's next? We have many questions over here. Okay. We'll begin with China.
China.
Good morning, Rav.
Good morning.
Okay. What does it mean that there will be no difference between reason and above reason?
This is a high degree when a person has already corrected himself in such a way that to him, these two degrees become as one. They become as one. Above reason and within reason. These things are very great.
Florida.
Florida. They don't have a question. Okay. Haifa 1.
Rav,
between man and his friend, if I hurt the friend but he didn't feel or didn't notice, should I still ask for forgiveness?
You don't need to ask forgiveness. You need to act in such a way that this hurting will become something positive. That what you thought about him, you will think differently. Okay.
Moscow 1.
Говорилось о вопросах в отношении, ну, о вопросах тела.
In the questions, there were the questions about the body in relation to faith. When a person acquires it from others, is it easier to overcome these questions, transcend them?
Kiev try. One. Try. Kiev one.
Я все время стараюсь быть слитым, вы сказали, с Творцом, с товарищами.
I always try to be bonded with the friends, the Creator, every moment. What does it mean that I see forward and ask for forgiveness from the Creator? What am I asking forgiveness for? And because He did it.
The fact that we are revealing or discovering the sin, of course it comes from the Creator. But the fact that He drops on us all those sins, this is already our problem. It is that we deserve to feel how far we are, how disconnected we are from the Creator, which is called the sin. And this is a result of the disconnection and the distance between us. This is why we have to correct ourselves as quickly as possible so we don't return into that sin.
What is the scrutiny when I ask for forgiveness? Can I just ask for connection with the friends all the time? And here I have to ask for forgiveness, not just connection with Him. So it's like finding out some problem within me.
Yes, of course, this is the problem. The problem is that I have to see exactly where is my sin, what exactly am I missing, what exactly do I have to ask for, and then ask. I don't just cry, give it to me.
Baltia 4.
Спасибо, Раф. А вот что само исправляет просьба прощения у десятки? Ведь насколько
человек может изменить это прощение? How much can a person influence this forgiveness? Everything comes from the Creator. So what do you ask for forgiveness in the ten? It's not clear why.
Of course, you're right. Everything is determined in advance by the Creator. Everything is prepared in advance for us, including our sins.
Что никто из нас себя не проектировал до нашего рождения, кроме Творца.
We ourselves understand that we didn't. None of us created ourselves before we came besides the Creator.
Мы никого не можем обвинять в этом, кроме Творца.
So you cannot blame anyone besides the Creator.
В которых
He planned and made in us all of these qualities in which we are so low.
Включая всех животных.
So ignoble. Lower than everyone, including all the animals,
друг другу.
Because we want to do harm to one another, which animals don't really want to. Animals want to satisfy their animate egoism, their small little animate egoism.
Нашими просьбами, нашими молитвами, нашими требованиями мы
Yet we have to understand that with our litanies, with our requests and prayers, we can elevate ourselves above everyone in our correction.
Достичь наивысшей точки.
And attain the most sublime, highest point.
Tel Aviv 1.
Boker Tov Rav, Boker Tov Chaverim, Katuv B'Mamar.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. It says that one who asks for forgiveness for a big thing will not be forgiven as one that asks for a little thing. I don't understand why. Why is there this loss?
Soon we will understand. Dita one.
Il creatore ci ha dato la ragione e poi ci chiede di andare sopra la ragione. Forse perché ci chiede di abbandonare tutto.
Why did the Creator give us the reason and then He asks us to go above reason? Is it because he wants us to leave everything, including our reason, and only adhere to him?
Yes, yes. Because in the end, we don't have that either. Besides adhesion with the Creator, through this connection, we receive all the spiritual qualities. We cannot have anything.
Beersheva.
Boker tova, boker tova, Asiriya Olamit.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World Kli. There's two interesting paragraphs that I'm asking about. The first one,
is
about, we shall understand what's written in the portion Nitzavim, that this command that I command you today is not far from you, not, it's not above or beyond. The ocean is very close to you and to your heart to do. And the second paragraph, Rav, in the other page, it says, this commandment, the commandment of faith, is not beyond you, meaning that you don't need to give answers to the body's questions that it asks within reason, because the commandment of faith is built above reason. And my question is, Rav, from these two paragraphs, I understand one thing, that working above reason is canceling the body, the will to receive, rising above it, meaning that I rely on the mind of the Upper One. Is that faith above reason? And of course, you have to pass it on to the Ten.
Yes, except it's not a body, but a desire.
Body means desire, Rav. Yeah, thank
okay. you. I agree with you. Yeah, the body of the desire. Okay, let it be this way. Peter 3.
Десятка, как общность, может о чем-то сожалеть, просить прощения?
The ten, as a whole, as a body, can it ask for something? To ask forgiveness?
The ten can ask forgiveness together and advance this way and be in a process of advancing toward the Creator. But I don't think this is what we need. If we are advancing in a 10, we are constantly in new requests, in new qualities.
Beseder.
Okay.
Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan.
Rav, а вот что в сердце раскрывается как основное отличие? В том состоянии, когда я в вере, и в том состоянии,
what,
когда
appears in the heart as the main difference between the state of faith and the state of reason? Where is the transition between them happening?
What is revealed is new vessels in our desire, in our hearts. We need to try to connect them, to see in them a common result. And this way, take another step and another step forward. Melkaz 1.
We read that the main sin is that a person doesn't try to have constant faith. The question is, what's the thing that prevents the person the most from achieving constant faith?
It is to connect with all the friends, hold them all together. Each one should hold the others very tightly. And come into each other and make room for everyone, for each and everyone, so that there is a connection, a mutual connection that is as deep as possible. Women, Turkey 8.
Thank you, dear Rav. Günahımın bağışlanacağını bilerek af dilemek mi, bağışlanmayacağımı düşünerek af dilemek mi?
What's closer to correction? Asking forgiveness, knowing it will be received for my sin, or asking forgiveness, knowing that it won't be accepted?
I didn't really understand the question. Can you repeat?
What's closer to correction? To ask for forgiveness when I know the Creator will not forgive me, or knowing that the Creator will forgive me?
It's a good question, both psychologically and Kabbalistically. I need to be certain that the Creator will forgive and bring me to corrections, that He loves me and treats me like a mother who loves her children. And I should have no doubt about that. It seems to us that if we're not certain of it, then we have more work, more doubts, more actions. No, incorrect. Incorrect. We need to try to be as adhered, connected, embraced between ourselves and with the Creator. And this is what will pull us out of every pit, every hole. Women, PT 33.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. When a person, the sin when a person is as a separate individual, separate entity from others, is that sin the pleasure that a person receives in the vessels to receive in order to receive? Then that's the pleasure he asks the Creator to restrict?
Yes, it's called the pleasure of separation, the pleasure of disconnection, of remoteness, of the shattering.
Does he begin to restrict the spiritual work from this restriction?
From this onward, we begin to correct ourselves.
Woman Mach 56.
Women Mach 56.
Доброе утро, дорогой Рав. Доброе утро, мировой Кли. У нас вопрос.
Good morning, dear Rav, World Kli. We have a question from a friend. Dear Rav, in my scrutinies, I understood that all that I need to ask forgiveness for is that I didn't ask of the Creator a strong enough desire to be corrected, because all my friends are already corrected, and what's missing is only my desire to bring all the friends to the Creator. That desire is missing.
French one.
I've said yes.
Bonjour.
French one.
Il est écrit par Rabash que le principal péché, c'est de ne pas avoir demandé.
Rabash writes in yesterday's article that the main sin is not to, sin is not to ask for vessels of bestowal. Here he writes that the main sin is not to ask for permanent faith. So what's connection between the two?
It's the same. We will see that it talks about one state, but in several ways. It happens in the wisdom of Kabbalah because we're speaking through man's qualities. Tel Aviv 1.
There's two commandments with regards to faith in mouth and heart. Well, what does that mean?
In the mouth is what I say, and in the heart is what I feel. Of course, the correction in the heart is the fundamental correction.
Again, meaning it's more important.
Yes.
Can I ask another question?
Yes.
He speaks about whether the external mind that was given to person can achieve it. We learn that every state has an opposite state. So what's the inner mind and the external mind?
The external mind is what works on filling external vessels, meaning in order to receive. And the inner intellect works on correcting and filling the inner vessels in order to bestow.
And they work in collaboration, or
sometimes they add to one another, they scrutinize with respect to each other, but basically each one is in its own direction.
And the connection that we strive towards.
The connection is not between them, not between the external mind and the internal mind. We use the internal mind.
Women Moscow 6.
Women Moscow 6.
Спасибо, Рав. Доброе утро, здравствуйте всем. Рав, скажите,
thank you, Rav. Somehow doesn't work out for me. If one did not do anything bad to another, so I don't get it. The Creator does everything, and I, as if betray Him twice, I ask forgiveness for what He did. He did that, and I ask for forgiveness for that. Where's the honesty here? So that I truly ask for forgiveness.
Надо просить.
Ask, and then you will see where there's an outlet here. You have to ask. Women Mac.
I'll continue the friend. That a person receives all the states that they come from the Creator. That's faith.
It's not complete faith and not permanent, but it's a degree.
But
if I'm in a descent and I take everything in joy, is that work above reason?
How can you do it in a descent?
Yes,
I accept all the states as coming from the Creator.
You just saying your words, but listen to yourself to what you're saying. Is it even possible
to accept the descent as coming from the Creator? That I understand that it's coming from the Creator.
We'll scrutinize it.
Yes.
Oh, what else do we have?
We can continue to preface or quotes about Day of Atonement. Pticha Kolelet is the Baal Sulam article, the general preface.
General preface is, that's a long article, right?
Yes. We're in item 11 there. Or we can go to selected excerpts on Yom Kippurim.
Let's move on to the selected excerpts.
So we'll do a song and then the next part of the lesson.
Quante volte ho tentato di vivere, no mondo che voleva solo di vivere, con la speranza che qualcosa di vero si nascondesse dentro questa realtà. Così alla stregua di un vagabondo ho incominciato a cercare nel mondo, in che mi son trovato qui con voi, il vegano più bello che ho. Leman achai verai, leman achai verai, leman achai achai verai, leman achai verai, leman achai verai, leman achai insieme un grande cuore, in grado solo di donare un grande amore. Insieme progetteremo, mai più lasciarci vorremo. Brindiamo a questa nuova umanità. Insieme scopriremo il giorno dove l'amore è la costante del mondo. Vorrei dimora qui perché è in quell'amico che cammina con te. Le manachai verai. Leman achai vereai, leman achai. shalom bach leman achai v'reai leman achai v'reai leman achai achai v'reai adam rana shalom bach siento ti uno y bisogno es uno la sola anima que esisterà la nastamione porta la condizione che sveglierà tutta l'umanità le malachai verai le malachai verai le malachai achai verai adabra la shalom ba le malachai verai Shalom.